Give me one second. I just have lost my phone.
Oh, good. Where did you put it last? Is it in the dishwasher? Is it in the kitchen sink? Is it in your fridge? Is it under your bed? Is it in the shower? Is it on top of the shower? Is it in the rubbish bin? Is it on top of a door? Is it behind the TV? Now. Oh, good. I was listing places that I thought it could be. Where did you find it? I'll see if I was right.
It was in the lounge.
Oh, okay. All right. Was it behind the TV? Yeah.
No. Why would it be behind the TV?
That was the least fucky of all of my guesses where it could be.
I hope you've been recording that, because I haven't been recording any of it, so that's good. Yeah, I've started recording now, though.
Yeah. Welcome to episode 25.
Welcome.
25, Dave.
I thought this was 26. I thought we did 25 the other day.
Nah.
But my memory's a blur, so.
Yeah, this is 25.
I think we must have talked about it being 25.
Oh, so in your head, you've gone, we ticked off 25. I wish it was that easy.
Absolutely.
But it's
so not. Welcome to episode 26.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. We watched the game again.
We did.
And the same shit happened in the game.
I didn't enjoy watching the game today.
No.
I didn't particularly hate it either, but I definitely didn't enjoy it.
Today was back to non-enjoyable, really.
Yeah.
I watched it.
I want to be enjoying the home straight. I want to be like, yay, it's almost over, but something about it doesn't feel almost over. It just continues.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels inevitable.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
Yeah.
It's a really good word for it because, yeah, that is exactly how it feels. It's like, oh, good, another one.
Because
the massive pile of watches that just never end.
We knew that we were going to get to this point. So it's not like we've got to uncharted grounds or anything like that.
No.
But at the same time, we didn't, like, by getting here, it means we've done it 25 times already.
Yes.
Which is unenjoyable. That part is unenjoyable.
I'm kind of surprised how much those extra two watches are going to hurt.
Oh, yeah. Man, imagine if we had two to go.
I think they're going
to
hurt.
Imagine we had two to go.
Yeah, exactly. Man. I mean, four to go still sounds pretty good, but it probably makes no sense at all to the listeners. But two to go, my God, that feels so much better than four.
Oh, well, in two watches time, Dave, two to go.
We could be done by Monday. Like, fuck, that feels amazing.
Yeah,
but four is like, man, I'd have to watch it like every day.
Well, yeah, we could finish by this time next week.
I mean, we could finish tomorrow if we really wanted.
We could just do four tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't endorse that as an idea. But
I feel like we should enjoy the last one at the very least. And watching it for the fourth time in a day is not going to be enjoyment.
No, it might be interesting for the listeners because at that point my brain would be mush.
Oh, it would be fried.
Unintelligible nonsense. But to be fair, people enjoyed that on when we got very drunk the other night and did the live record. So
that's a good point.
It's
a good point. Yeah.
But no, we're not doing four watches tomorrow. But I do think we should be finished next week. I think that should absolutely be our goal, is that we do four across the rest of this week and next week. That would feel quite good.
We could do that, even if we do one every 3 days. So that would be like maybe Saturday, maybe Monday, maybe Wednesday, maybe a weekend next weekend.
Yeah.
The problem
is we've got to fit in the other specials as well around this. Because we haven't done one of those in a while and we need to do some of those.
Those
I think were going to be my palate cleanser. We've talked about them as being the palate cleanser, but
now
then
we've
instead
hit the home straight.
We've done like four of these in a row.
We've hit the home straight though. Like, that's why I just keep wanting to do this one. Like today I was like, are we going to watch the movie or are we going to watch this,
well,
the game? And I was like, I want to watch the game.
Yeah, fair.
I just want to get.
I didn't want to watch the game. I would have much preferred to have watched the movie.
Oh really? Wow.
I was mentally prepared for that. It would have been a nice change. I've only seen it once. You know,
I fucked you. Yeah,
this was going to be second watch. You know, it was going to feel fresh.
All right. Well, maybe we do that next then. The real
but
reason.
It's okay.
The real reason.
You said you wanted to watch the game, and so we watched the game. But you specifically said you had some new stuff for me. So I will admit up front that I wrote no list and I engaged very little with the game because I was like, good, Pat has some content. My brain can just ignore the game. Which I was very on board with.
I have content. I have just provided you with content.
Oh my goodness.
I just provided this you. And so we have, I haven't watched this yet. I have not watched this yet. But you can obviously see the thumbnail frame of this.
I can. And which, it's still in Fox.
It's still in Fox.
And it's a video that's 12 meg. It doesn't currently show me how long this is going to be.
Yeah. We got 43 seconds.
We have video from Dylan Fox.
We got 43 seconds of goodness from Dylan Fox here. So
yes.
I'll read out what I sent him. So listeners to the podcast, if you listen to the last episode, you will know that I used the new online service Swish, which is very similar to Cameo, if you've heard of Cameo, to ask our good friend Dylan Fox if he remembered what Vince Leah said to him when he got sent off in the game. My exact words were, "My friend Dave watches you get sent off against the Victory once a week when we watch the game together. After you got sent off, Vince Leah yelled something at you and Dave can't work out what it is. If you can remember, can you let him know what Vinny said to you and wish him luck? Cheers, fella." Now, he is today, this afternoon, which is why I said I want to watch the game today, sent me this and I want to watch it with you. We're going to watch it at the same time. I'll put the listeners
not,
are
not yet. I have a couple questions first.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Hit me.
So first up, when you register, like, obviously you have to give a name. Do you just have to give Patrick or do you give your full name? Like, is he aware who you are based on, like, is it Swish account?
Yeah,
like, would that have given him more than enough stuff to go, oh, yep, it's Patrick and Dave. They're those idiots who do the podcast.
I believe so. So I had to put both my names in. I don't know if they supply them to these guys, but certainly...
It exists on your account, so chances are he had that information as well. Okay, that's good.
But I think he's got enough because he's engaged with the pod. I was quite vague with him, so he'd be quite specific in my asking. And what I was asking him to tell us. So that's kind of what I went with. I only have 300 characters for the message, which is really frustrating. I wanted to write more, but I couldn't. I could only write 300 characters, which is really limiting when you want something very specific from somebody.
Yeah, really limiting. Okay, I've got two more points before we watch the video. So first point. This is obviously going to be potentially the last time I get to speculate on what is said.
Oh, yeah, good point.
And so I want to, because we might be about to be told. We might have a definitive answer.
We also might not.
Exactly. So I want to give you fully serious what I think has happened there.
Okay.
Because obviously he grabs him a little bit by the collar and he kind of points off in a couple of directions.
Yeah.
And I think my genuine answer here is I think Vinny has told him off, said that was fucking stupid. You had one over there and you had one over there or one over there and you were on a yellow.
Yeah.
That was fucking stupid.
That makes sense.
And I think that's what he said.
He's pointing
out. And that's why Foxy blushes a little and shakes his head and is not very happy about it, but then kind of accepts it. He's like, you know what? I was on a yellow and there were a lot of other challenges. Like that one wasn't the worst of them. Probably didn't deserve the two yellows he got. Like the first penalty, not a fucking yellow. Second one, it's soft, whatever. Maybe you can see a yellow there. But
he did commit multiple fouls.
Of the stuff he did in this game, those were not the most robust yellow-worthy challenges he put out there. So I think Vinny has called about it. He's a bit frustrated about it. But that's my genuine answer. Do you want to speculate for one last time before I get into my third item?
I think you're right. Like, I've joked about how he's kind of telling him things before, but I think you're right. I hadn't really thought about the fact that maybe he's pointing out the locations on the field where he committed his other challenges that could have been considered yellow card worthy. So I think you're right.
Okay, that's good. Which will flow nicely into my third point.
Yep.
Where I want to congratulate you, Patrick, because when you said you had some content, I was like, oh, it's good that he's got content, but I'm used to, you know, not that it's a bit shit, but, you know, I was thinking, oh no, this is going to be something not that great. This has exceeded all expectations. Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine this is what it is.
Yeah.
Which is stupid because you outright told me a few days ago that you'd ordered this. So the fact that I'd wiped that from my memory, is entirely on me, but this has really brought up my mood. If I had known that this was going to be the reward for watching it again today, I would have been much happier all through the watch. It would have, my entire mood today would have changed.
My entire existence.
Based on knowing this one screenshot that I still haven't pressed play on.
My entire existence across these entire two seasons of this podcast has been to not deliver. I have never, ever delivered once. Not once. I've promised, I've overpromised, and underdelivered. Today, I am a king.
You today, are, absolutely.
Today I have delivered.
If there is a public nomination form, I will be filling it in and nominating you as the next King of Mumba.
And so I have delivered. We're about to watch this video. I am excited.
I'm pretty excited. All this right. is amazing.
I'm going to splice the audio in so the listeners can hear it while we watch. So I'm going to push play right about Count now. Yeah.
Hey, Dave. How you going? Really sorry that you have to watch me get sent off once a week. I haven't watched it since, thank God. and you want to know what Vinny said to me? To be honest, I can't really remember, but I reckon it would have been an absolute spray. I'll tell you what, Ernie didn't speak to me again that whole season, so it was a tough year and a good learning lesson for myself. So I hope you don't have to keep watching it. But, yeah, I probably got an absolute spray off Vinny and a couple of the boys. So, well, it's all part of the game and a learning curve. So, yeah, hope you're good, mate.
Oh, my God.
That is amazing. I love everything about that.
He's so disappointed in himself.
He's
so somber about it.
I'm glad on some level that we're right, that Vinny gave him a bit of a serve. I'm sad he can't remember exactly what it is, but I think the thing that hurts the most about that is he's still so disappointed in himself that he's never watched it.
I feel really bad now. I feel really bad for making him do that for us.
I mean, you did pay him.
It cost me $10. He gets 50% of it. He got $5. He got $5 to record that.
Does he only get half of it?
I think some of it goes to charity, some of it goes to Swish. I think he gets half of it.
Oh, at least some of it goes to charity. I feel better about that. But
I feel real fucking bad right now.
I mean, you could order another one where you could say, tell me about your favourite thing you've ever done.
Yeah.
I'll be like, give another $5.
Sorry for making you record that, Foxy. Tell me something happy.
I love it. I like that he really tries to address it to me as well, because you've ordered it for me. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's so good.
So there's a box on Swish. There's a box on Swish that says, is this for you or for someone else? And if you click for someone else, it says, what's their name? So like, they make it very clear that you can like order messages for other people. So I definitely got it for you, Dave.
Good. Well, I have enjoyed that immensely. And
Foxy.
I take a small amount of pleasure in the fact that it's hurting you as well. The one time you finally delivered, it's punished you somehow.
I feel bad.
Oh, that's great. I love it. I want to watch it more. So he says there, I hope you don't have to keep watching it. Well, we do.
Yeah, we do, Foxy.
Not forever.
Yeah.
Only a few more times.
Wow. Oh, Foxy. Oh, man. Hey, but he clearly knows what's going on. Like,
absolutely.
I gave him no information about the game whatsoever, and he's like,
yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about. I hate it. Never going to watch it again.
Has he ever got another red card? It's probably one of his only red cards. I suspect probably in like some club football somewhere or something, he probably has had one. But that's got to be his only professional red, I would think.
Do you reckon he's joking when he says that Ernie doesn't speak to him for the rest of the season? I mean, it's only like four games before he quits, but like, wow, that's bad.
Well, remember, Ernie tries to quit directly after the game.
Yeah, true, actually. That's a good point. So maybe I
suspect Ernie's relationship with players just generally was a bit shit after this.
Yeah.
And the guy who he felt like really let him down. And I suspect that Fox, being as young as he was and as inexperienced as he was, probably avoided Ernie a good amount too. It's not like he wanted to go and have a big yarn with Ernie about it. He was probably quite happy to not get into that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, Foxy.
Do we consider this to be a guest appearance? Are we now considering Dylan Fox, special guest on this episode?
Well,
I think absolutely you're going to write that on the Twitter.
I mean, like, if he's going to be a special guest on this episode, then so is this guy, Dave.
Yes. Yes. So when you sent me the first one, I knew that your message earlier had said videos.
Yeah.
It only gets better. He's wearing the crown. Oh, yes.
Archie Thompson, everybody. Archie Thompson. I ordered. I didn't tell you this last time. I didn't tell you this one, but I've ordered from Archie as well.
Oh, it's amazing. So, like, I don't really do birthdays, but this is better than any birthday I've had.
I think I've delivered you the best gift in the world.
It's great. And Mel's going to be really angry that I said that. So she can hit me up about that later.
This is my quarantine gift to you. This is my quarantine gift to you. I have not seen this one either.
You need to tell me what you've asked him here.
No, I'm not going to. No? We're just going to watch it. We're just going to watch it. I know what I've asked him. If he delivers, I'm going to be very happy. All right, you ready to push play?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, Davey boy, it's Archie Thompson, a.k.a. Moomer King. Now, you're lucky, bro. I went to the shed, had to rough around to find this shit, but I got it, swept the dust off for you. Now, I know that you have a podcast and you listen to, what is it, the 6-1 game against Wellington, which was probably the worst game in A-League history, according to you guys and probably for me too. But you love my punditry, which is...
Yes.
Rare, because not many people do it. So you're the one that does. Anyway, thanks for the support.
Yes. I love it.
Oh, Archie Thompson.
I am amazed that he's the level of detail you've managed to message him here. And he's done it. He even kind of remembers parts of this. That's amazing.
Oh my God.
That couldn't have gone any better.
Dave, I'm a fucking champion.
You've, like, for all the times you've under-delivered, Pat, you've made up for it today.
You can't see me right now, but I'm currently fist in the air, fist pumping, standing up and like, yes, motherfuckers.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So what I asked him was, me and my mate Dave watched the same victory game where they beat the Phoenix 6-1 over and over for a podcast we do, The Worst Game of All Time. And you're one of the pundits. You're Dave's favourite thing about the game. Can you say thanks to him for support and wish him luck? Hashtag Moomba King.
That is amazing. He's got the crown out and you didn't even have to press him on it.
I just said hashtag Moomba King and that's all I needed.
It's amazing. I think he thinks I'm a victory fan as well.
I went with that angle because if I was trying to say that we're Wellington fans who watch our team lose, that high level detail is running too hard with my 300. That's exactly 300 characters, by the way. I used every single letter to get that to him, so I had to take some shortcuts somewhere.
It is amazing. I enjoy that he is self aware that he's shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
and that he specifically says that he thinks it is his worst ever game.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't play, so he can only be referring to his own commentary. It's fantastic. That is amazing. Every element of that exceeded expectations.
Yeah.
Only way this is going to get any better is if you now link me a third video.
I don't have one. I'm really sorry. But still, I delivered you two.
They were amazing, but I'm like, man, the only way it can get better is if somehow you're like, and here's Danny Georgeski, and here's Ben Saparisha. Just be like, oh my God, how many are there?
Oh man, I've spent, so he cost me 30 Australian dollars, which is like 30 New Zealand dollars. So
yeah,
if he had been 10 as well, I might have gone Georgeski, Berisha, Jura. I might have just kept upping everybody, upping the stakes constantly. But
oh my goodness,
that's who I've delivered you. I've delivered you one Dylan Fox and one Archie Thompson. Davey Boy.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair enough. Good on him. He's come up with a nickname on the fly.
So, is he also a guest appearance? I think he is.
Absolutely.
I think he is.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
I love how I've never realized how shit the crown is. In my memory of the photos, it looks a lot better. In this video, it looks like a child made it.
Looks like a piece of material with, like, pom-poms on the top. You know, like pom-poms?
It's like it's made out of foil.
Yeah.
Oh. That is... Just
we've peaked.
Wow,
we've peaked. That's it. We've peaked.
Oh my, it's unbelievable, Pat. I think that is the best use of money that has ever occurred on this podcast, and it was cheaper than either of the songs you bought so far. Certainly cheaper than the combined total.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what to say to any of that. That is,
I think that is the end of this podcast. I think that nothing we can do in the next 4 watches is going to ever beat those 33 seconds of joy from Archie Thompson and those 43 seconds of somberness from Dylan Fox.
Oh, It's just out of control. I can't believe you've achieved, like, and all you've done is just spend $40.
I just paid them. That's all I've done.
The joy level for both of us out of that far exceeds $40.
Oh yeah. It's what we needed. We needed to spend that money on that.
You genuinely, that has made my day so much better. I'm not saying today was a particularly bad day, but man, that brought it to a whole new level.
I'm going to pop these videos up on the Patreon. So if you want to see them, support us on Patreon at any level, and you can watch these two videos. But, oh man, Archie Thompson, I wish everybody could see these videos, because I don't think I'm allowed to share them publicly, but I'm going to do it anyway on the Patreon. But Dylan Foxy looks so sad, and Archie is just like, he's just pure Archie. Like, everything that we love about that final segment is all of the looks to camera, the looks away from camera, they're all in that video as well. Like,
well, and I think we need to respond to these videos in a small way. So first up, I want to talk about Archie.
Yep.
Because he genuinely thinks I'm a fan, and I want to be very clear that I am a fan. I'm not a fan of Archie's football, but the joy he brings me through his performance in this game is great.
I am not
going to say that his life's calling is to do that sort of work, because I don't think it is. But the energy he brings, and just his willingness to try,
it's
very earnest. I love his earnestness about it.
When I said in the message to him, I was not lying when I said that Archie is Dave's favorite thing about the game. That was not a lie. That was 100% truth.
Yeah, because I absolutely, like, I take the piss out of a lot of it, and there are a lot of things well worth taking the piss out of. But he gives it a go, and he gives it a darn good go. There's some other videos that I thought maybe you'd dug out more videos of Archie, because we've watched a lot of weird Archie videos lately.
Yeah, no.
So Archie on, what's the game show? I don't even know what it was.
Some kind of
quiz show.
Yeah.
Archie learning some baseball tips, which was horrendous.
I watched that one.
We've watched a lot of Archie content that we weirdly haven't used for anything in terms of podcast episodes.
No.
So if you want to go down that rabbit hole, there's some good Archie videos out there that we won't even talk about in detail. But he's clearly a very genuine, like, just nice guy. A bit, you know, odd, but full of energy, and, you know, gives everything a go. I love that about Archie, and kudos to him for it.
I think his calling is these kinds of appearances where he will do corporate and things like that, and it's like, do like a end of year party for a company and come in and do a bit of talking about what he's done on the football field, and then just like getting everybody like G'd up for a good night.
Imagine having him like MC your Christmas party or something. It'd be great.
It would genuinely be amazing. Yeah. It would be such a good time. He'd be so much fun. He'd bring a great energy to the room. He would get you on the beers, have a beer with you afterwards. He'd wear his crown. It would just be, this is what his job is to do. And kind of that public speaking thing, like going around, he'd be great in schools. Like, go to schools, tell kids they can chase their dreams and they can pull it off. And kind of get them, and that they would engage with this kind of personality. That's what he is. And that's what I think his real calling in life is. And also, I'm willing to pay him $30 for that video.
It's fantastic. I love everything about that. Now Foxy's video.
Yeah.
Now you're upset about how sad you've made it, but I think it shows how much he's growing as a footballer. The fact he still cares so much about this one mistake he made, that I think arguably wasn't even that much of a mistake. Like I say, I'm not sure that he's the one who deserves a red card in this game, but he still is trying to, you know, learn from that and grow from that and not be that guy. He doesn't want to be a thug of a footballer, which, you know, a lot of guys who play centre back kind of pride themselves on being that little bit thuggish.
Yeah.
He clearly doesn't want to be that guy. He wants to be better than that. He wants to grow and, you know, be a Ronaldo of the world rather than
a
Vinny Jones.
He wants to be a better man.
I like that. And I like that he just seems like a genuine guy. Like, he clearly knows about the podcast, which is ridiculous in itself. He genuinely feels sorry that we have to watch that every week. And that's nice. I like that. And yeah, I think he also seems like a real, like, nice down to earth guy. And I'm on board with that.
If I give you a budget of $50 to spend on Swish, who do you want to spend it on?
Oh no, I'm already thinking that I'm going to spend some money on to get you a video.
We don't need to have
who would be your guesses? I've already got two players I would spend it on.
Oh, the problem with Georgescu is he's expensive. He's $40, so like
it wouldn't be Georgescu. Nah, he's not one of the names.
I mean, Jura's there. Who's a good shout anyway? And Jura knows who I am.
yeah,
we've done multiple podcasts with him and things like that. So,
what do you think the video would be about?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm just going to leave you to. I don't even want to speculate about it. I just want you to just go. I don't even want to try and guess the other one. I just want to be surprised. Yeah. Whatever you want, Dave. Honestly, you don't have to do this for me. You don't have to. I've delivered you a present, and that's my gift to you. That's a gift
to
you.
It's glorious. It exceeded all expectations of what this was going to be.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know how we're going to fill the rest of the episode. My gut feel is
we
shouldn't
it here.
Bother. Like, yeah. This episode is already jam-packed, filled with good times.
We fucking call it there, I reckon. Like,
honestly, who needs a whole hour of me just sitting here going, wow, Patrick, you delivered.
Does this make up for the lack of lanyards, first of all?
Yeah, cool. No, I think it does.
I'm gonna
say that it's very impressive that two episodes in a row you've managed to specifically deliver.
I have.
It's almost like being locked down in a house, unable to do other shit, turns you into this super productive person who goes back and fixes the wrongs of the many years gone by.
Yeah.
Which is great. I think it's an exciting new time for you, Pat, and I look forward to seeing what happens in the next episode.
No promises, Dave. No promises whatsoever.
I've stitched you up with way too high expectations that next time you'll be wearing a lanyard and sipping from a stubby holder, and it ain't gonna happen.
No, I can't get the lanyards to me. Stubby holders are on their way, but I think they're held up still. But certainly these digital videos can be delivered over the internet, over the airwaves, over the copper fiber, over the Southern Cross cable between Australia and New Zealand, and delivered to your ears in whatever podcasting medium you choose to use, via whichever pair of headphones or speakers or car radio, but only drive to the supermarket, everybody. Don't go elsewhere. Don't go to the beach. To the listeners, and I have delivered hard, and my God, I have peaked. I have peaked. There is no coming back from this. I have peaked at the age of 26. Am I 26? Yeah, I'm 26. And that's it. That's it.
I like that. That's the part you stumble on. It's good.
That's
it. Have you heard back about your application to be a star on Swish yet?
No, I haven't. They haven't got back to me yet. So I'm very
disappointing.
That would be peak. That would be peaking. There's no section for podcast personalities, so I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get it. But
no, I don't like your chances.
If I do get it, what should my price be? Do you reckon $10?
Whatever the cheapest is, I assume is $10.
Yeah, I'm not worth more than Dylan Fox, let's be honest. So I'm not Archie Thompson, $30. No way. No way. Jose?
There are quite a few on there that are 50 and above, right? But
not really. Yeah. There's 50 is it. 50 is the top.
Oh, okay.
I think if you want them to, because you can order a custom one, but you put the name of of any player in that you want. And so they try and get it for you, and that's $100. And if they can't get it for you within, I think it's a week or 2 weeks, they refund you. So there's no risk to it. Okay. You either get the message or you don't. But I think that's like the highest. But yeah, most players are between 10 and 20, and some are 30, 40, 50. So Yeah.
Basically, this is an ad for a thing that is definitely not wanting us advertising them. Oh, well, such is life.
Swish. Should we call it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't. There is nothing else worth talking about this episode.
No, that's it. We're going to leave on a high. This is an unexpectedly high episode. We've got four to go. We're going to come in strong. We're going to now be thinking about this video from Archie every single time. I mean, Foxy gets his yellow and gets sent off. We're going to be thinking about his thoughts. We've got them with us now.
As soon as we're off this record, I'm going to watch this again, like a few more times. It's great.
Yeah, I want to watch it too. Yeah, we'll do that. Maybe we do that during After Dark. They can get out. After Dark is going to be just us watching the videos three more times. Thank you for listening on the home stretch. That's us around 29 minutes and 40 seconds. Goodbye.
This episode could genuinely be called Patrick Delivers.
I'll take it.
points on the bin.